Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio. And this morning I have the distinct privilege of interviewing one of our national team training specialists, Lane Henderson. Lane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Great. How are things in Atlanta?
Well, they're good. We're enjoying an Indian summer, of course, but it's a great place to be. We really love living in this thriving metro down here.
Oh, that's great. Well, they're lucky to have you. We just have 15 minutes in the show, and so I wanted to ask a couple of questions to establish the meaning and context of what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So the question is, how did you come to the Four Elements training?
Well, that's an interesting story, Laurie Beth. I was actually on my own personal journey trying to figure out what I wanted to do after leaving my first career in advertising sales and sales management and trying to look at what that next chapter of my life would be like. And I got my hands on the book, The Path, which, of course, you wrote. And I would take the book, The Path, to a little workshop. We were living down in South Florida, to a little coffee shop about 3 days a week, and I would read and answer every single question in that book, The Path, in my little journal. And it was just very enlightening to me, and it helped me very much get clarity on where I needed to be going, you know, in terms of my next chapter. And I remember thinking, wow, I sure wish I could go through this experience in a group. That would be so terrific. And I learned later that there were such things as path retreats and path retreat trainers, and I had already discerned that I really wanted to make retreats and training a core of what my next life chapter looked like. So I signed up to get the path training, and at the last minute, I was told about the Four Elements training. And when I heard about that and using the Path Elements profile with teams and being able to work within organizations and help transform the performance of a team, that's really where it connected for me, because I really, at that point, realized I could take advantage of the 20 or more years I had had working with a variety of companies selling advertising and now go back and help companies achieve higher levels of performance by introducing them to this unique profile. And so I went ahead and got the training to be a Four Elements trainer, which led to later becoming a coach, path coach, and eventually getting the training to be a path retreat leader. So kind of an interesting way that, but really believe that team training was where it was for me.
So how has knowing about the elements of earth, water, wind, and fire changed your life personally before we get into the business applications?
Okay. Well, you know, it is amazing now when I meet with someone, whether it's a new friend, a new colleague, or someone that I've known for quite a while, I can start to pick up on clues and things that tell me more about the other person that I probably had missed before. And I start to realize, wow, this person has so much passion and energy and excitement. I bet she's the wind. And this is so telling to me to be able to see in other individuals where their strengths are, where they really shine. And so it's been a lot of fun just to be able to see in others, you know, where they really shine. And in my personal life, of course, it's been so helpful just for me and starting out a new marriage and building a solid relationship and understanding my husband better and his personality profile, and starting a new business and launching my own business and realizing where I needed to capitalize on the strengths that I have, but what areas would be my challenge areas, and recognize that that's just a part of how I am wired, and not to beat myself up over them, but to add extra resources there. So it's really hard to distinguish, you know, because it so much permeates every aspect of life now, my personal life, ministry, business, personal relationships. It really has just helped me get a much clearer picture of how I move through the world as well as see that in others.
Well, tell us your element.
I'm wind. I have a whole lot of wind.
Which means you are an initiator and a first responder, and you see the trends and you are willing to take action. And one of the things I've been so impressed with you taking action on and creating with us and for us is the sales training, selling with the elements,
mm-hmm.
which you call teaching.
Learn to speak your customer's language.
Speak your customer's language. So
mm-hmm.
time we have remaining, tell us what are some important things and that you teach and tips that we need to know that are going to help us persuade. I think better than sales, you know, it's more about persuading
right.
others to see the good that you have to offer, right?
Right, right. Well, that's a great point, and I'll tell you one reason I love to use this with sales teams. Sales professionals get it. In other words, it doesn't take long for a salesperson to understand the benefit of learning to adapt their style to another's, because
right.
life is just going to go better. If you're a salesperson and you can adapt your communication style, your presentation style, your closing style to what your customer is going to respond best to, then life is going to go better. You're most likely going to improve your sales performance. And so it's really fun to work with a very receptive audience. They may say, you know, Lane, I'm proud to be a fire. I'm the trailblazer. I'm the one that's going after all the sales goals. I'm the competitive driver. There's no stopping me. And so we applaud that in a fire, but a fire who usually wants to be the out front guy, you know, the leader, the head honcho, a fire salesperson also realizes, I might need to adjust my style because it's not all about me. It is about my customer. And am I going to close more sales if I adjust my fire style to their water approach or to their earthy, give me all the facts need? And so a salesperson gets it. They understand the need to adapt. And so when I'm working with a sales team, we will overlay the Path Elements profile over the entire sales process. And so I'll start with them in terms of what you can learn from asking strategic questions. You're not just learning about their business needs, but you're also learning a little bit about who they are.
Oh,
you're
great.
Picking up on those element recognition tips that tell you what you need to know as a salesperson, how to adapt your style. And then we'll continue down there, and we'll look at what else objections can tell you, not just on the surface what an objection may tell you, you know, a price objection or whatever, but an objection might also tell you a little bit more about who that person is and why they are not ready to sign on. We'll also look at using the Path Elements profile in closing techniques and crafting the right style of proposal that's really going to connect with that customer. And you mentioned something a few minutes ago about sales being about persuasion, and it is. But I really believe at the core, it is about connecting with that customer. And in the end, a customer is going to buy from someone that they have made a connection with, someone that they believe will bring value to their business, to their home life, whatever it is. And so often it's not about the lowest price.
Right.
It's about connecting with the person. And the salesperson who can do that is going to have a competitive edge. The salesperson who can listen to those clues that customers are sending right from the very beginning is going to have a competitive edge, where another salesperson just misses all the clues and loses the sale.
Right. You know, it occurred to me as we were having this discussion that typically the guardian of the resources is not going to be a wind or even a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often the guardian of the resources is going to be an earth mentality, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Their job is to keep the resources.
That's right. You better prove to me why we need to release these funds.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And Lori Beth, I have had people in my sales workshops come up to me. I remember one woman, an insurance owner who owned her own insurance agency, who said, "I get it." She said, "I've always wondered, why do I seem to offend some folks? I'm really a very nice person." And I knew her personally, and I said, "Yes, you are." But she said, "I realized that I was kind of coming on too strong, driving home, you know, giving them the bottom line answer, really 1, 2, 3, take it or leave it," because she said, "That's how I prefer to do business. But I realized that some of my customers don't prefer to do business that way. And she said, it's so simple. I wish I had known this earlier. It's so simple just to take a step back, adjust my style, and meet them where they are, and not assume that everybody wants to be sold the way that I want to be sold. And that's a lesson for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have some success stories you can share that have come out of your trainings where customers have gotten deals that they hadn't gotten before?
Well, I'll go ahead and mention that one right there. Like I said, this woman owned her own insurance agency down in Houston, Texas, and she said the week that she had gone through this workshop that I had led, she was confronted right then with a customer that she started figuring out was an IRF, which was very opposite from her. She kind of likes things fast and bullets and let's move on. And here she was sitting there with someone who was displaying all the characteristics of an IRF who needed all the information and data and backup that she could provide. And so she told me, she said, Lane, I adjusted my style right then. I took a step back. I asked him how much time he would need to arrive at the decision. What other information did he need? Basically, I put the decision back in his hands to make sure that he was ready. And she said, you could see the tension in the relationship change right then. His shoulders relaxed, his whole personality, his whole persona. He was in a much different place and ready to do business versus kind of feeling this, my goodness, I've got to be able to make a decision or else.
Yes, yes. I'm dealing with the CEO of a very large company, and the technology department's trying to get this individual to open a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the IRF statistics and data, and I said, look, he's a fire. I said, show him what the competitors are doing and how he's going to end up being last. Doesn't get it, you know.
That's exactly right. That's
so
exactly right.
So the approach is totally different. And what are some other stories that you can share with us?
Well, I'll tell you a personal one. When I was making a proposal to another insurance agency, I laid out plan A, B, and C. And before my client had taken the pet profile, he had learned enough about it in our communication that he basically told me right then, he goes, well, I'd be your fire wind. I know that's what I am. So sometimes it's that easy. They've told you what they are. Well, that told me exactly how I needed to write up my proposal, that I didn't need to wear him out with lots of details and data because I would lose him.
Right.
So I had three price points, and I showed him just in very simple bulleted style what each package would entail. But I knew because he was such a fire, he headed up three different insurance offices, that he was not going to want to pick the lowest price because
right.
he's a fire. He's a competitor. He's a leader. But I had them out there, and each package was a very strong package. I mean, he would have gotten a good program with any of them. But when I talked to him about continuing to be a leader in the industry, a competitive edge, out front, bringing in new things to make his team the strongest possible, I knew that he would not want to go with the little plan C.
That's right. Well,
yeah,
one of the great values of the training that you offer, Lane, is not only the insights to the personality, but also the vocabulary that, you know, you say certain words like you did with competitive with fire.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we use that. I mean, we talk about that. What are words that each of the elements will use in conversation? They are going to give you those clues. So when you hear those words and that tells you which of the elements they are, then you need to start using those words in your closing, in your how you handle objections, how you write your proposal, because that's where you're going to connect with them.
That's right. And
yeah,
you don't want to be using those words in bullet point style necessarily.
That's exactly right. And if you're working with a wind or a water who really values relationship, they need to know and to really believe that they are more than just a number in your pipeline, that they are not more than just a business quota, that they are an important part of your business operation, and that relationship
is
very valuable.
Close, and I just wanted to let people know that they can learn more about your training through our web www.lauriebethjones.com, or you can be directed through jesusceo.com. And Lane is our specialist in sales, and we hope that you really take advantage of her trainings. Thank you so much, Lane, for...
Thank you, Lori Beth. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Go out and blow some good around the world.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You have a good one, too. Thanks, Lori Beth.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.